T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Check out the Fan's Instagram page on 93.7 The Fan, sponsored by Fanatic Impressions in Washington. Well, the old saying, any given Sunday, applicable for the Steelers and Bears. In 5 minutes, I'm going to run through predictions for this game. I was scanning some sports websites this morning, seeing what the experts, in air quotes, were saying about Steelers-Bears, their picks for this game. I'll give you those results in a second. But first, here's...
Is anybody picking the Bears?
You'll find out. Here's Rich. He's on the Fan. Hi, Rich.
How's it going?
Hey.
I guess, me personally, I feel like you almost nailed it on the head with the last thing you said, in that the Bears are a team we face every 4 years. You know, we go to Chicago every 8 years. And when we worry about a team we're going to lose to that's not very good, and, you know, we consider the Bears to be one of those teams, I don't worry so much when it comes to the Bears. Again, with that rivalry being so old, I just don't see it being something that's going to, you know, really bother many fans here.
Tomlin is, what do you mean by bother them if they were to lose the game?
I think it's one of those, I mean, I think it would definitely bother people even more, but, like, I feel like I'm looking more towards the Baltimore game, and I'm worried about that more than I am so this Chicago game this weekend.
See, I don't think the Steelers have earned that. You know, they're not a New England where you just check off games like this and say, all right, automatic win, you're off to 3-0. People were doing that last year when they went to Philadelphia and they got their butts kicked 34-3. The game was non-competitive.
Right.
You know, this to me, I don't think you're alone, Rich. This reminds me of one of those games where there's very little build up to it on Friday. And then if they lose, Monday is the apocalypse for people. Before the game happens, before the game gets played, oh, it's the 0-2 Bears, Ron, they're not any good. You know, it's hard for people to get worked up for a game like this. But if they were to lose, well, now it's the end of times.
Oh, there's no doubt. They lose this game, people are going to go crazy. They will, right? I mean, we know that. Takes kind of the luster off of Baltimore next week, I think. They'll get Garrett back up as the week goes on, but we'll get the same old Steelers, same old Tomlin stuff. And again, I think Chicago's capable of beating them.
But when you say that, does that mean that any team in the NFL at home can win?
Yeah,
because
pretty much.
Right?
Except maybe when you're playing New England. The Steelers are going to win a lot of games. I just pointed out 4 last year that they won. On the road against teams, they're going to win their share, but I think most teams will drop a game or two on the road that maybe their fans think they shouldn't, except maybe New England.
Well,
I buy the on any given Sunday. If that's what you're asking me, yes, I buy that for the most part.
Is it wrong of me to want to compare the Steelers to the Patriots all the time? Because that is the team you're chasing. It's not like the Pirates in Major League Baseball, where New England can spend $200 million and you spend $90 million, and the disparity there makes it easier for them to be good and harder for you to be good. When I see the Patriots in the last 10 years have lost only 2 of these games on the road, it makes me wonder how they're able to do it and the rest of the league, including the Steelers, are not able to do it. And the Steelers, to me, are the closest thing to the Patriots. Wouldn't you say they're the second most successful franchise during that period? They've won 2 Super Bowls. Only the Giants have won 2. But the Giants have had more peaks and valleys than the Steelers.
They've really faded, too.
They've cratered more than the Steelers have.
Right. You're not unrealistic to compare them against the Patriots. But at this point in time, they're going to lose a lot of those comparisons. I mean, Belichick's a better coach. That's not an insult to Tomlin. He's better than every other coach in the league. Brady's a better quarterback. That's not an insult to Ben. He's better than every other quarterback in the league. You're striving to beat that team, and to beat them, the best way you go about it is get a home field advantage and have them at home. I'll take my chances against them at home.
Like, if they were to go to Baltimore.
To get that home field advantage, you need to win games.
You know
like
what?
This.
If they went, and the game against Baltimore is more important because it's in your division, it affects you in the grand scheme of things
absolutely.
More.
Absolutely.
But if they were to go to Baltimore and lose next week, I would probably say, depending on how the game goes, but if they were to lose a close game, I'd probably say, you know what? These kinds of things happen. That's a good football team. They've got one of the best defenses in the NFL right now. You lose that game, fine. A game like this, even if it's close and the Bears play well, I'm going to have a hard time coming in here Monday and like tipping my cap to Chicago, so to speak, and saying these kinds of things happen once or twice a year. You're going to lose to a team that you should beat. I don't know. I'm going to have a really difficult time giving the Steelers any credit if they lose a competitive game on Sunday. How about you?
Give them credit?
Well, like I said, if they got beat by Baltimore by a late field goal, depending on how that game went, chances
well,
are good.
Baltimore has
probably
10 turnovers in two games. Their defense is good enough to force a turnover to and beat
That's you. What I mean.
So, yeah, it's not going to be an embarrassment if you lose, Dunner. They've lost four in a row at Baltimore and 7 out of 10 during the Tomlin era in Baltimore. And that's when they had that's when they had teams that won the division, right? It's a hard place to play against a good team. Now, Baltimore's offense and now losing Yan to the guard is going to be difficult.
Yep.
I mean, obviously it would be a much more embarrassing loss at Chicago than Baltimore. I'm not going to say that otherwise, but I'm just saying that sometimes the other team wins too.
Anthony's next. Hi, Anthony.
You know what, fellas? I'm going to point the finger at the real culprit here. I'm tired of all this accolades about this Steeler offense. This Steeler offense has been inconsistent, led by Ben Roethlisberger. You know, when I think of great offenses, I think of greatest show on turf. And the Steelers have enough talent and enough money invested in that offense to splatter teams like the Bears. They shouldn't even be in the same league with you if you're considered a great offense. And outside of 2014, where they had that spurt of 12 touchdowns in two games, they've been, and that season they were even inconsistent. They lost to Tampa and Cleveland. That's been the culprit here.
They scored.
Their offense.
They scored 30 points on the road one time last year, and it happened in the opener against the Redskins.
Sometimes the problem is right in your faces, and sometimes I think people are too busy cheerleading or too happy to have people on their shows or whatever to point out the problem. The problem is the $100 million quarterback has not played well when he should.
So
period.
So you think it's all on him?
Of course I do. He's the $100 million quarterback. If the Patriots weren't playing very well and Brady was still there, they would point the finger at Brady because he's had Brown. He's had Bell. He's had Bryant. He's had enough to not lose to the Jets with Michael Vick at quarterback or lose to Brian Hoyer in the Browns or Tampa Bay and Mike Glennon.
So, Anthony, a professional team isn't ever allowed to lose to another team.
No. If you are the greatest show on turf.
They're not the greatest show on turf right now. You mentioned he had Bell and Brian and Brown. Well, he didn't have Bell in a lot of those games, and he didn't have Brian. And I'm not going to make an excuse for him because he hasn't played well enough on the road. But he's been without those guys. He didn't have Brian all last year.
It's been
and he had Bell, and they went to the AFC Championship game last year.
It's been happening more in his career.
All right.
Hello.
Thanks, Anthony. Yeah, thank you for the call.
The Falcons scored.
They got to play better on the road, no doubt.
The Falcons scored 30 points on the road 5 times last year, so it can be done. They were the number one offense in the league. I don't think it's unfair to say of this Steelers team, they should have the number one offense in football. I mean, darn it, they've invested enough money in it for it to be the best. They've got the best offensive line. They've got one of the best quarterbacks. They've got the best running back. They've got the best receiver. They've probably got the best number two wide receiver in the NFL. If the 49ers and Rams can combine to score 100 points on a Thursday night, then I'd like to think at some point very soon we see the Steelers offense click because they're too good not to. And just because this game is on the road, to me, that's not a good enough excuse. 412-928-9370. You want to follow up on what Anthony said? By all means, it's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.